Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Bob, if you ask people who have been there every single day, they'll tell you that Jalen Ramsey. Look at this. Everybody's bobbing their heads to this. What is this, Limits?
This is Red Barn by Gary Pratt.
I like Red Barn. If you get red paint, paint your barn red.
That's right, Mike.
The standard is the standard, Bob. We want to be wine drinkers, not grape squashers, don't we, on this show?
I love to be a wine drinker. You don't want to be a grape squasher. No.
Mm-mm. Never.
Do you like wine?
My wife does.
Do you like wine?
Used to. Not really. No, even when I drank a lot, it was beer.
Okay, but you haven't given wine a shot is what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean,
you.
Boone's Farm wine and
no,
Mammal's Trailer.
Mad yeah. Dog 2020, I'm not talking about that.
Did I ever tell you about Mammal, Bob?
Mammal.
Yeah, he was my friend Don Braun. Nicknamed Mammal, and he lived one house over, but it was through like a mini forest kind of, and then you get over to his yard, and his dad, his job was to deliver amusement park equipment, so their backyard was littered with things you would find in an amusement park. We'd go over there, one of those bubbles you bounce in, we'd fire that thing up and bounce in it as kids, Bob. Then we got older. And we started drinking and doing other things in Mammal's Trailer. Mammal's Trailer was like a little concession stand, a little tin concession stand you'd find at an amusement park. Well, we would get in there, a bunch of people, shut the door, and drink Boone's Farm wine in there. Apple-flavored, I might add, Bob.
I've had apple-flavored Boone's Farm. I liked it, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah,
so.
That's good.
Things that happened in Mammal's Trailer. They go down in history, Bob.
Back then, it felt a little illegal to do it, didn't it? You probably were underage. Were you underage?
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah. Is there a statute of limitations on that, or will I be arrested right now for drinking
fine.
Boone's Farm wine?
You're fine.
Was there a mammal in your life, Bob? A best friend, maybe, or a good friend who maybe led you astray for a little while?
Yes, but I'm not going to reveal names here because I don't want to put them in. But yes,
they're still here.
And they know who they are. So yeah. If you're listening to this, you know who you are. And I survived that, surprisingly. You
Limits?
Need more details on that, but I'm not going to give them to you.
Is there a mammal in your life?
A mammal in my life? Care to further elaborate on that, Joe?
I just said to Bob, somebody, a friend, a good friend who might have led you astray for a little while.
I've whittled all those people out of my life, thankfully.
Yeah.
So currently, no, I have none of those people.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Very wholesome man, Limits is, isn't he, Bob?
He is.
Very nice man.
You look at him, you see wholesome. That's what I see right now.
I try to get the best out of life, Bob. Very important.
Bob.
Learned lessons early in his life. Look at that. That's
when did
one.
You first meet Ron? Do you remember the first meeting?
No, but I know when it was, you know, actually when I was still in high school.
What?
He was working at the Beaver County Times, I think, at the time.
Wow. He didn't interview you, did he?
No. That's just where I think I went up to him and introduced myself. Something like that. But it was way back when.
Did he have a beard already?
I don't think he ever has been without the beard.
Oh, yes, he has. We saw his senior class picture.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I remember him only with a beard.
I think he went to Blackhawk, did he
Blackhawk,
not?
Blackhawk, yeah.
He was a wide receiver of some repute there and a pretty good baseball player, Ron.
I heard about the baseball skills, not so much the football.
I miss him. Don't you, Bob?
Yeah, we were just talking about how he used to go on the road with the Steelers, and then on Monday he would call in from some hotel
room. In his underwear. And do the show in his underwear.
Knock, knock, knock. Yep. Housekeeping. He'd have to run and say, excuse me.
Oh, he's a legend, and he's very happy. I did hear from him a few days ago, as a matter of fact.
Good for him.
And he couldn't be happier.
Well, he made that that's how to plan a retirement, the way he did it, I think.
Yeah.
A year in advance, you figured it all out. Many years?
Oh, he always wanted to live in Florida, and he saved up all that money, Bob.
And he has a lot of money to save.
He did, especially when he never treated when you went out with him, right?
Right.
Right. Limits. His favorite things in the world, Bob, are drinking beer, walking, and reading. And that's basically what he does.
That's his life, yeah. Good for him. He knows his own level of happiness. Everyone should have determine their own level of happiness. What does it take to make you happy?
Right. Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
I miss the wheel of ball.
Maybe that's his happiness.
Can you imagine he's working at a circus down there somewhere in Florida? And with a hat on, come one, come all. It's the wheel of ball.
The man with back hair, they come from far and wide to get a view of the man.
In this corner, ladies and gentlemen, we have a hyena. And in this corner, it's the world famous elephant. I don't know.
And in this corner, the man with the most back hair on the planet. Come one, come all. You're right, Bob. It would be incredible. I think he's also found romance.
What?
I don't know that. I have no clue about that. But it seems
good for him if he has. I mean,
it would have been inevitable.
You know, romance doesn't have to be romance as you understand the word romance. It has to be companionship.
Yeah.
It's just people to hang out with.
And Ron deserves that.
Yes.
And I have a sneaky feeling he's found it. I mean, there's a lot of people in Florida who are looking for companionship in their later years, right?
Totally, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And they have something happened in their lives, whether they lost a spouse or somebody else, and all of a sudden they're looking.
Maybe Limits could move there.
That back hair. That's a selling point. If you're on the beach and you see that, that's a manly man.
I'll tell you what. Ron used to put out a shirtless photo of him on the beach.
I know, it was a good
one. And the women went crazy. That's around the time I met the woman in the Mount Lebanon coffee shop who asked me about Ron. Do you remember that tape?
I remember the interview?
That.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The famous interview where
he was buff. Very buff for his age, absolutely.
I'm telling you, he looks like an aging Ernest Hemingway. And that's a compliment to Ron. And that woman wanted to go on a date. It was a woman and her mom.
Two of them wanted to go on a date?
No, just one.
Okay. The mom
that
or the
I knew
woman?
Of. The mom.
Oh, the mom.
The younger woman was, you know, advancing her mom's case as to why she should date Ron.
And it never happened?
I gave Ron all the contact info, and I believe it never happened. Hmm. What can you do, Bob?
All you can do is set him up?
You can do your best. That's it. Can't control the uncontrolled. You control what we can control, right?
Yes.
Bob, did you hear the story about how a lady emailed Joe to try to set me up on a date?
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I didn't hear that story.
Did that ever work out?
You never gave me any contact info.
Oh. Well, it's not too late. It's never too late, Limits.
That was like a year ago.
And I hear Ron needs a roommate in Florida.
Packing my bags right now.
All right, Bob. Jalen Ramsey. You talk to anybody who's covered the team regularly down there, they'll tell you he's been among the most impressive, if not the most impressive mm-hmm. guy in all of camp. What podcast was this, Limits?
This was The Pivot, hosted by Ryan Clark and many others.
Clark. They did a couple good interviews down there. One was with Jalen Ramsey. Let's play a couple clips from that. This one, I think, is a little bit surprising. I didn't have this on the old bingo card, Bob. as to who's going to cover Ja'Marr Chase when they play the Bengals and maybe other top receivers.
When number one from Cincinnati roll up here then, because he the one too. What's the conversation going to be that week?
That's me. That's Jay. That's five for now. That's five. Joey, I'm going to give you your, I know that's what Joey want as well. And he gonna get his ops, but that's five right now. That's five.
Five being, that's me.
That's
Jalen
me. That's
Ramsey.
His number five.
And he said Tomlin came up to those two guys and basically said, you're going to cover these people, including Ja'Marr Chase. Does that surprise you, Bob? I had Joey Porter pegged as the guy, even though he covered Higgins last year, I realized that. Forget about that matchup, though. What about the idea of Ramsey playing safety a little bit this year, moving around a lot? It sounds maybe like Tomlin has him pegged as the number one corner.
Sounds that way, doesn't it? And, you know, by rights, if you look at his resume, he has achieved that. He should be. He's a four-time first-team All-Pro, all this stuff that goes with it. So if you're going to pick someone who still can play, and by all accounts, he's been playing really well and practicing really well, you would choose him. But I do think part of that quote, he said, Joey will get his ops. I think he will. I think they're going to mix and match different things in different times. But I do think Joey Porter's still going to have a big, big role on this team. And I think he's going to be good this year. I do.
Oh, for sure. For sure he'll have a big role. I'm just surprised, I guess, by that. I would have thought going into a game, it would be Porter chasing around other one receivers. And then if he was struggling, it would be a great thing to have Ramsey and you sort of have, you know, an alternate plan. I was picturing, and maybe it'll still be true, Jalen as being a guy who moves all around that secondary from nickel to right. outside to safety to everything else. You?
I think they're going to put him in spots where he can be extremely difficult to figure out. And that's what they should do with him. He's capable of doing all that stuff. They need to get creative defensively on trying to make bigger plays and to push teams backwards to create down and distance advantages. And I think with him around, they can do that.
Let's hear more from Jalen Ramsey. Limits.
This is what Ramsey had to say about the vibe around training camp being the best he's ever seen.
It's been one of the best experiences ever. Like I was talking to my pops today, and he was asking me about like how camp has been going and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, it's in the weirdest way. Like, you know, this is the first time I've had to go to a college, stay in the dorm rooms, do all of that. It ain't, you know, as nice or whatever. It's old school a little bit. But I'm like, this is the most fun training camp I've ever been a part of. It's like the most that I've enjoyed football, the most that I've enjoyed my teammates, being around my teammates, my coaches and everything, because I feel like everything done went back to the basics. It's about ball. It's about the right stuff. It's about the relationships.
Bob, your thoughts?
You hear that a lot from people coming into Mike Tomlin's training camps and practices. They enjoy the experience. So, and that's all well and good. But at the end of the day, it's got to result in the kind of defensive numbers that you expect from a defense that's as highly paid as this one.
Mike Tomlin was also on the pivot. And I think I've mentioned this before. I know I have. That Mike Tomlin is very likable.
Oh, no question.
I just wish, for the most part, players love him. I think when we get to see different sides of his personality, like when he's a little looser in some of those kinds of interviews, he's just really funny and likable. You know what I mean? He's got that kind of personality. I want him to succeed. I want it to go well. But unless your idea of success is the absolute bare minimum, this hasn't gone well for a long time around here. They haven't been competitive in a single playoff game in nearly a decade.
Right, and it's always going to come back to that. That's the whole thing that this organization should be about at this point. It's winning those games. But first you have to get there. And you know, they've done that a few times in the last couple of years, but they need to get there in a better position. And by that, I mean they have to not just be a wild card team. You'd like to set yourself up so that you have some success. A home playoff game would be helpful.
I know, but even those have gone poorly.
They have.
Cleveland, Jacksonville.
I would still take my chances at
yeah,
home
me
with
too.
Those things.
Me too, for sure.
So that's where the regular season comes into play. They got to have a better one than just getting in and then having to go on the road immediately. So, but yeah, I mean, they're going to be defined by what they do in this, because people, that's the biggest observation people will make.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Haven't won a playoff game since 2016. That's going to hang over them until they change it.
Yeah, and really the overall performance, you know, as we've talked about here over the last 4 years, when you factor in each playoff game, they're 38-32-1 with a minus 129 point differential. That's just, nobody could define that as good. I hope. I hope they couldn't define that as good. Hopefully that'll change. It's a happier place. I know, you know, bad news sells. And certainly in talk radio, there's some truth to that for sure. But so does good news. If the Steelers are winning and winning big, that's great for talk radio too.
It really is.
I would love to see Mike Tomlin succeed.
Because then it becomes matchup driven. You know, you're talking about, okay, what do you got to do to beat this team? This team comes here. What all the little
it's
things.
It's an excitement that just envelops the whole town. Exactly.
Thank you, Ron.
And then there's rallies before, you know, AFC championship games and things like that, where I go and ask people if they've ever had a Cornish hen. Remember I used to do that, Bob?
I do.
Yeah.
Cornish hens are not very popular from my recollection, are they?
No. Baby chickens is what they are, and people aren't all that enamored with them if they even know what they are. But the point is that the town gets pumped when the Steelers are winning, and it's great. And Tomlin is a very likable guy, and I think he's a good football coach. I just happen to believe that it's gone sour here, and I thought that last year was a very, very natural ending. Rock bottom was that Ravens loss. Maybe he and they will prove me wrong here. I'm not convinced of that, but I'll happily admit it if they do. I just won't admit it if they're sitting here at 4-1 or 6-2. I got to see a finishing kick.
Well, lessons learned. You have to wait until the end of the season and see what happens over the entire 17 games. you can get carried away. They were, what were they, 10-3 last year?
Yes.
So if you're 10-3, now you have aspirations to do much better than what happened following that first 13 games. So that's, it's got to be looked at with the entire season in view.
One more from Jalen Ramsey, if you have it, Limits.
This is Ramsey on what his relationship is with Tomlin.
And Mike T, he 1-1. Like, obviously, I have a great relationship with Coach McVay out in L.A., and we had our great times and still a great friend of mine. But Mike T, different. Like, he different. Obviously, we already connect because he defensive-minded, you know, especially with the secondary. But just his messaging, his motivation, the way he, like, is a true leader. Like I just sit in his meetings, and I'm like, dang, because, like, I want to be a high school football coach one day. So I'm, like, sitting in his meetings like, yeah, I got to use that one day. Like, this gonna hit. Like,
yeah.
That's how I am listening to him and then talking to some of my teammates, and they feel the same way about him. It's like, yo, you can see why he's had so much success throughout his coaching career because, man, it's a random Tuesday, and he'll have that whole locker room ready to run through a wall for him. Like, no joke.
I know, but that's the, what's the word? That's the paradox here. That's, I don't know the phrase, the word I'm looking for. It's like the Netflix thing last year, or the HBO thing, I'm sorry. Yeah, with the Steelers. It was like, he was the star. He was a TV star. Everybody loves him. He's magnetic. He stole the show. The other coaches in the division look like complete bores compared to him. But it doesn't add up anymore to win ever winning big games. It just doesn't add up anymore. What we see and what we hear all the time about how great he is and how magnetic he is, and we saw it. We saw it on that special last year. Players, coaches, whoever else was in that divisional HBO thing, he was the star. Unfortunately, as he was starring in it, his team was falling apart again at the end of a season and imploding in a playoff game. So something doesn't add up here, Bob, anymore.
No, and it's also reflective in, you heard Jalen Ramsey talking about how fired up they are. And Mike has that ability. He really does. And he can bring a lot of people together. But then it doesn't show up in the first part of a game either. How many first quarters have gone by in the last year and a half, 2 years, where they haven't done anything in the first quarter, came out flat? If that fire is there, it should kind of manifest itself early in football games, I would think. And the same is true in the playoffs. It hasn't been good starts.
First quarters
have been non-existent for them.
Yes. I think it's called cognitive dissonance, where something seems one way but is very much the other.
Cognitive dissonance, I believe,
Bob.
Wow.
Yes. It seems, and from everything you hear and from everything the people who are with him every day say, that they should be winning a lot more. You're ready to run through a wall for the guy on a Tuesday. Well, how about for a playoff game? Except they have the longest playoff losing streak in the NFL right now. And in the first quarters, when you think you're just dying to get out there and run through that wall, they've been outscored 73-0 in those first quarters. They've missed the playoffs during this 8-year playoff win drought. They've also missed the playoffs 3 times, which is almost 40% of the time. Something is not adding up. Well, he has obvious strengths and he has obvious weaknesses, and the weaknesses come in the area of personnel, the coaches that he's hired over the years. His heavy hand in the draft
and game
over
planning
the years.
Early in football games, you know, that
clearly,
kind of stuff that comes
clearly
into play.
Yeah.
You're
with the hiring of coaches too.
Right.
Him wanting to have complete control of that defense, which has reared its head, and having the defense perform, you know, they're all talking about making history. They've made all the wrong kinds of history defensively. First team since pro football was invented to give up at least 40 points in 3 straight playoff games. And they're lucky it's only 3, because if Lamar or Josh Allen or Brady wanted to put up at least 40, they all could have too in those games. We know that. And then last year, they set a Steelers franchise record and made history by giving up 299 yards rushing. Bob, something doesn't add up. What you're looking at isn't really what you see. That's cognitive dissonance. The ability to the ability to look at something and think it's one thing when it's very clearly not. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I totally do know what you mean. And in the most physical games of all, on a team that takes pride in being physical, they were out physical. In the Philadelphia game, where they just ran it right down their throats.
Yeah.
In the Baltimore game, where they ran it down their throats. Yes. And they couldn't even get the ball back for their offense to have a
right.
chance.
So I get fired up when I hear Jalen Ramsey. I want to run through a wall. You know, I get magnetized by Tomlin on those shows. The minute he walks into a room, you can see why he got the job as a somewhat obscure coach at that point, because he walked into the room and blew everybody away. That's yep. why. But something isn't adding up now for many, many years in a row.
Right. It did for the first 5 years. And then ever since then, things have not been as successful, especially as we've talked about in the postseason, which has got to change.
Limits, let's hit the phones for a minute. What do you got?
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Bob in Millville to chime in.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Bob, when you compared Harris to Hayward, were you talking about Najee Harris?
No, I was just talking about legacies and how, you know, Franco Harris still has a prominent legacy, but a lot of that had to do with success in postseason games and where he ran the ball down most people's throats and they won 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I put Harris aside for a second. You guys are acting all confused why they don't win now. Mike Tomlin's a horrible coach.
Well, that's ridiculous. They don't win now, yes, because he's done a poor job in recent years.
What has he done in the last 13 years?
I know, but to say he's a horrible coach undermines everything. Every other thing you're going to say is to say he's a horrible coach.
Tell me something he's done in the last 13 years.
They make the playoffs a lot, but you're putting me in position to defend Tomlin when I'm the first guy in line to fire him. Okay? So when you say he's a horrible coach, then you sound like an idiot. But what else do you have to say?
Well, how many other head coaches haven't won a playoff game in 8 years?
He should have been fired. He's a good football coach. He's the wrong coach for here.
How can he be a good football coach? We have 3 playoff wins in 13 years.
Look at his overall record. Look at his overall record and look how many times they make the playoffs. This is such a stupid argument, okay? Let's go a little bit deeper, honestly. What else you got?
I don't understand how you can think he's good. He has 8 playoff wins in 18 years.
Well, there are a lot of coaches
that
have the prominent coaches
right,
that you
right,
look
Bob.
Through. There are a lot of them have those same kinds of records. And, you know, and even John Harbaugh down there is fighting, you know, how much success they haven't had with Lamar Jackson and company. It's just part of it. That's, you know, but if you're talking about overall coach.
You guys think he's a good – where would you rate him right now in the 32 head coaches?
Between 10 and 15.
And you think that's good?
I mean, if you're the 11th best coach in the league, that's that, – you said horrible, didn't you?
You said horrible.
Okay. Horrible.
Let me ask you one more question.
Where would you rank him? Let me ask you a question.
I'd put him 15th.
And you think 15th is horrible?
For why he's been here so long.
You think 15th out of 30 is horrible?
Okay, I'll take back horrible. I'll go to okay.
Okay, I'll meet you at okay. Okay to good.
Okay is not good enough for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We agree on that. That's why I think he should have been fired after last year and traded to the Bears.
He'll never be fired.
Okay, that's a different topic. We agree on that, too. See how many times we've come around to agreeing?
You know what? I love you lately. I swear to God I do. I agree with, like, everything you say.
This has gone completely opposite direction where it started.
We're going to wind up going out for a drink at the end of this call.
Playing golf together.
Bob, I'm a little worried about you, though.
Why?
I used to love you, but I just don't understand how, you know, paying more money to the defense. How does that help? The offense is horrible.
I've said, given the amount of money they've paid them, they have underachieved. I don't know what you want me to say.
They've underachieved. They haven't won anything in 10 years.
Well, the offense has a lot to do with that, too, and they haven't put enough into it over the years. Now they have. They've drafted 2 number one picks on tackles. They have a number 2 at center. They're trying to fortify that line. They're doing what they can to make this season something that will be entertaining. And hopefully successful.
Maybe they should worry less about getting extensions and paid and show some pride in the playoffs, because their playoff performances are embarrassing.
Well, there's no discussing. There's no debating that. That's what that
is. You know, when you have the announcer of the playoff game saying, you know, this team hasn't even showed up,
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's why we play the clip all the time. On that much we agree, and that's understand. Why that's why the trade, the call they got from the Bears for a trade would have been a beautiful thing. No different than the Mike Sullivan situation. He's a good coach too, but he wasn't the right coach
He's
here anymore. He's a great coach.
He's a great coach. 100%. But the Penguins are committed to winning. The Penguins saw that Sullivan trade and said his time here is over. It's like with Noel. He got stale.
Yeah.
He's the greatest coach we've ever had. He's probably a top five coach all time. Coaches get stale.
Yes.
18 years, he's as stale as leaving bread out for a year.
Yeah. So that's different than being a horrible coach. That's different than being a horrible coach. He may be a very good coach elsewhere. And who knows, he might prove us wrong still.
Let me ask one last question. What do you think the chances of them winning one playoff game are this year?
40 to 45%.
I put
Bob.
It at 50-50. I do. I think if.
So you think it's going to go to 9 years?
Yeah.
I just have a problem with. I agree 100%.
Of course. Yes. This we all have a problem with it.
Win. This offense cannot win in the National Football League. They're not good enough.
Thank you, Harry and Millvale.
Have a good day.
See you on the first tee. You guys will play golf together, and I wonder who's going to give whom strokes.
Have a good day, he said at the end, Bob. I mean, really.
Well, he's fired up. I get it.
Yeah. No, we agreed on
fans.
Virtually everything.
Right.
But I think you undermine anything else you say by saying he's a horrible. That's a ridiculous statement.
Yeah, it is. But that's what's happened, and that's the product of not winning significant games. People come to that conclusion.
He's not the right guy here anymore, but he's still here. So he has a chance to disprove that idea.
Right, and that's why this season is so important for them. They don't want to just throw it away. They've invested heavily in it. So they're ready to see what they can do. And if everything goes right, you know, I can make a case that I think Aaron Rodgers, if he gets protected, can be a very effective quarterback for them for 1 year. And then they start this whole process all over again.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's time for the Limitless Express, or to hail from our earlier days. What did we used to call it? Somebody just, you played it. Oh, come one, come all for the Wheel of Ball.
The Wheel of Ball.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with
here? You can call me Ron.
Insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
Gentlemen, let's get into it.
Welcome to the Limitless Express.
Thank you. Let's just go around the room with each topic. Go ahead.
Thank you very kindly for that introduction there, Bob. I want to start with this. Could Will Howard actually play in the preseason after all?
I don't know. I really hope so. We're just going to have to see how this heals. And, I defer to Coach Tomlin on most of that stuff. And, I'm still just taking it day by day, week by week, and doing what I can to stay ready so I don't have to get ready.
I'll say this much, Limits. He said he would tear his arm off to play in a game. Can you imagine a one-armed Will Howard going out there? That would be quite a spectacle.
That would be a sight.
He's going to lose a whole preseason. You could make an argument that for him and his career, that playing in one measly preseason game is more important than playing in a national championship. I mean, he has to, if at all possible, let people see him. You know what I mean? He has to give the Steelers something to evaluate him on, and if he has a big game, that could influence what they do in the future, potentially. Intern Dom, go ahead.
Yeah, he should absolutely not play in the preseason. If he was 100% healthy, I would say he should not be playing in the preseason.
Yeah.
Now that he's injured, there's no way he should see the field in the next few weeks. Absolutely not.
Do you think he would agree with that?
Will Howard?
Yeah.
No, of course he wants to play. But I'm telling you from a fan perspective, Pomp, there's no way that Will Howard should be in this preseason.
Bob, you might
from
have noticed.
From a fan perspective, meaning what?
So I said this last week when I produced for Joe. If Will Howard goes out and plays spectacularly, you are going to have a large contingent of people saying that he should be the starter over Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, and then you have a built-in QB controversy. Yeah,
I don't think that's a real thing. I think that people would do that, but they do that with everything. They've done it with Skylar Thompson, I think.
And people
are making a case now that he should be on the roster and Will Howard shouldn't, which I don't think is going to happen. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, but I want to see him. Even if I don't care. He's going to have that one opportunity to play, maybe. And if he should get it, that may be the only chance you get to really see him. And gauge anything. I think from a coaching staff perspective, they can watch him all season long, take a few reps here and there, but they don't gain much out of that. I think it's very important, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
Bob, what do you think of intern Dom joining the show suddenly?
That's fine.
I pulled him out of the hallway.
Ringing endorsement. Yeah. It's fine.
Next. It's fine.
Well, I didn't know what was going on here. All of a sudden, Dom's over here, and you don't tell me anything.
I know, but
anything.
You just subtly insulted him by saying it's fine.
What am I supposed to say?
I took insult to that.
Yeah,
I did.
I would have, for sure.
I'm sitting next to the Bob father.
Right. Well, wait a minute.
I said, what do you think of it?
Fine.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? Ask him.
He was insulted by it.
Why would you be insulted
Bob.
By that?
I didn't insult Bob. I didn't insult Bob. Because, you know, if you really wanted me here, you would have said, oh, Dom, it's great to have you here. I'm glad
exactly.
you're sitting next to me.
I didn't know you were going to be here.
Well, he
all
is
of a
now.
Sudden, he pops in and,
right.
you know, and you're, okay.
I didn't know I was going to be here either. I'm late
so
for a meeting
right
with
now,
Greg already.
Filling in, pinch hitting, is the very controversial intern Dom. How controversial is Dom? Well, when he was at Oakmont this weekend, people were coming up to him and saying things like, how dare you attack a legend like Bob Pompiani? How dare you say this was rock bottom for him? and that he said something that was a career low point. Who are you? Since when are you Pittsburgh sports media's Siskel and Ebert, Dom? And yeah,
all right.
So that's how you've made
enough.
Your name.
Let's
how
come
you've
back
made
into the studio,
yourself.
Bob. There's a lot
I'm
of history
so happy
here. There's a lot
that
of history
Dom is here.
Yeah.
Dom, would you like my seat? I'll go over there. I'll relinquish this seat for your seat.
No. I appreciate the thought. And by the way, when I said Pomp hit rock bottom, saying he wanted Justin Fields this year, hate to say it, I'm starting to look right because Justin Fields hasn't played too well in the preseason. Just saying.
He just got his first preseason game the other day, and he led him on a one drive touchdown.
Not preseason, training camp. Training camp.
Who cares about training camp?
I care about training camp.
We'll see at the end of it. Again, my theory with him was he's young. I think there are a lot of cases where guys just take their time and then they blossom. And if you had, and they are in a position of still looking for a quarterback. That's all. And so why would you shut him off as possibly being your future quarterback? That's all I wanted to see with him.
Next.
James Cook agrees to a four-year, $48 million extension with Joe's Buffalo Bills. Joe, I know you like this.
Bills
the running back's
are going
days.
All the way, all the way.
Thank you, Bob.
Are they?
No.
No. You're still sour on them.
Yeah, I am, and I think the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. James Cook, however, is one of the most underrated players in all of football. I think he's a legit great player, and if they had given the ball to him instead of Josh Allen, trying quarterback sneaks or whatever you want to call what he was doing in that playoff game against Kansas City, I think they would have won the game. The news here is you have a team that just resolved a contract dispute, intern Dom. Do you think the Steelers will resolve with Cam Hayward soon? And are you on Cam Hayward's side very quickly or the Steelers' side in this?
I'm completely on the Steelers' side. I am to the point now where somebody threw this out, I think, on those stupid YouTube comments last week to Pony, and then Pony tweeted it out. And at the time I said, you know, that's an interesting thought, not completely against it. I am now completely for the idea of not just trading Cam Hayward, trading him to the Cleveland Browns to send a message to the locker room, because this is getting absurd. Cam Hayward is the guy that for years was Mr. Leader, Mr. Captain, Mr. Steeler, bleeds black and gold, the whole thing, gave Aaron Rodgers a bunch of crap saying, do you want to be a Steeler or not? It comes down to that. And now Cam Hayward has become the biggest distraction during a season when they have legitimate playoff aspirations, maybe even more. And now he's sitting around bitching and moaning because he wants to redo a contract that he did less than a year ago. A guy, Bob, that made $131 million in his career. If that is undervalued, I want to be undervalued. I'm meeting with our boss, Craig Riley. Undervalue me. This whole thing is absurd. I am over Cam Hayward. He has, I think, tarnished his legacy with this. And it's gone beyond ridiculous. I'm 100%
Steelers. I think intern Dom, who up to this very point that we're sitting right now is loathe fan base here, is now going to be celebrated. I think this was a big turnaround.
I think a lot of people agree with your assessment, but I'm not going to go so far as the tarnished legacy thing. I don't think this is ever going to get to that point.
Should they trade him to Cleveland?
No.
Yes.
No. They have too much at stake this year. They need him.
What if they could get Orpheus Roy back?
Orpheus Roy. There you go.
Well, hold on.
One of my favorite names.
Josh Cribbs.
Maybe Josh Cribbs thrown in, Bob?
So you said they need Cam Hayward. I don't necessarily disagree. Do you know what the Steelers' playoff record is with Cam Newton? Hayward?
Newton, I know.
Cam Hayward, same thing.
I know. I mean, that's
same we've amount talked of wins about with Cam Newton
for the last 9 years. It's not good. But it goes beyond all of those guys. It's about everyone involved in that. I'm just saying that given where they are in their defensive line, what their expectations are this year, and yes, their defense got gouged in the run game last year. That's why they've drafted guys to fortify that. But those guys are, at this point, just unknown quantities. They may be good. They may be bad. So they're hoping they're good, and Cam Hayward is a big part of what that group is. So that's why I don't think it'll ever get to that.
Bob,
I think you'll see some sort of resolution here before it gets out of control.
What exactly did Isaac Newton do, as long as we're on Newtons? Do you know, Dom, you go to Syracuse. What did he invent?
He's the most overrated guy in history. Guy had an apple fall on his head and was like, hey, gravity, something falls, it's going to hit you.
Physics.
I think he's the guy.
Is he overrated limits, Isaac Newton?
No, I don't think so. Didn't you have Newton's three laws of motion or something?
Yeah,
I
mean, oh,
Bob.
Very
I
important.
Thought he was
the most important Newton of all.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Fig Newton's important.
Fig. I like Fig Newton.
Yeah, the guy said if you push something, it'll move. Genius. I mean, wow. That is mind-blowing stuff. He was like one of the first three people on Earth. Somebody was going to realize that at some point. It just happened to be him.
Bob, did he take advantage of an opportunity, or is he overrated?
No, I think he's not overrated. I mean, took advantage of an opportunity, yes, but very much, I think, properly rated.
If you interviewed everybody in America Dom's age, 21?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Wow.
Would they be more familiar with Cam Newton or Isaac Newton?
Cam, for sure.
I think so.
Mm, we learn about Isaac, though, in school.
Do we still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for those paying attention. Most people in school aren't paying attention these days.
So well, that is what's going on.
That is also
there.
True.
I'm laughing at Dom saying that Isaac Newton was one of the first four people on the planet.
He was.
Dom, you act like he was born in like 17,000 BC.
Well, Callus can't count to four. I can count to four. And I'm telling Austin, he was like.
He wasn't like a Neanderthal or something. He was a.
But he was one of the newer people in the history
of
the Earth.
Let's the three of us guess when Isaac Newton had his discovery. What was it? Bob, was he under an apple tree? And an apple fell on his head, and he said, what did he say?
I don't know what he said, but it's a gravity thing, so I don't
know. All right, so let's give an approximate year for Isaac Newton's great discovery and prove how dumb we all are. I'm going to say, I don't even want to go first. I could be anywhere from 1200 to 1900. I don't know when Isaac
1750 is my guess.
I'm going to say 1840.
No, way before that. Austin, it's probably like 1500, right?
1666 is on the
You didn't have
occurred.
A guess.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said 1500.
Oh, when did you say, Bob?
I said 1750.
I said
I was close.
So Dom says 1500, even though he was saying he was the fourth person ever put on the earth. How does that make any sense?
Just about. Joe thought he was alive during the Civil War. Yeah, Isaac Newton. If you push something.
He invented muskets, too.
If you push something, it'll keep moving until you stop it. I mean, groundbreaking stuff.
Hey, somebody's got to set the basics, Dom.
I'll set the basics.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you for visiting, and you're late to your appointment.
Yeah, no, thank you both
what
for
What appointment
having
do you have?
Just meeting with Craig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to go and get your value.
Yeah.
He's going undervalue back to Syracuse, me. Bob.
I
Can
know.
You believe that for another year? Are they going to be any good in football?
No. Basketball is going to make March Madness.
Really?
Yeah. They got Carmelo's kid, Kyan, who should be pretty good. Basketball team will be something to watch.
Do they miss Jim Boeheim up there?
Yeah, I think so. The guy they got to replace him, Adrian Autry, sucks. See, I think so.
Who's your favorite all-time Syracuse athlete, Bob? Pearl Washington here.
Pearl Washington is my favorite, too.
How about you?
Oh. Carmelo.
Limits? He only likes Penn State athletes.
Yeah, and RMU Probably athletes and Duquesne athletes and any other 15 schools that he roots for.
Well, I see you rooting for Penn State, too, Dom, on social media. They've got number two in the AP poll.
But the difference is I just root for Penn State football. I don't root for any other football team.
Who's your all-time favorite Penn State athlete, Bob? John Cappelletti here.
Well, Cappelletti is a good choice there, but I still have to go to Franco Harris.
Saquon.
But I got to call out Dom. What other football team do I root for, Dom?
I don't know. RMU?
Oh, exactly. I don't know.
No, I do know.
I sense a little rivalry here, Bob. Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Dom, you have to get to a meeting, and thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you, boys, for having me.
Best of luck in your... What year are you in? Is it junior year?
Senior year. One more year. Wow.
You sure about that?
God willing, it's one more year.
Who's your all-time favorite Michigan athlete, Bob? Dennis Franklin here.
Michigan. Oh, man. I really haven't, I'm not a big Michigan fan to the point where I would have to say Woodson. Charles
Woodson.
Yeah, he
was great. Dom?
Shea Patterson, the quarterback in the late 2010s.
I like it. Limits?
Yeah, I'd say Charles Woodson as well.
Who's your all-time favorite UCLA athlete, Bob?
Lou Alcindor.
Hmm. Good call there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.